Welcome, friends. I'm Reverend Tim Earhart, and this is Daily Bible Reflections for October 11, 2023. Today's Old Testament lesson is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 to 25. Follow God's Word. Now, once the Lord your God has brought you into the land that he swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to you, a land that will be full of large and wonderful towns that you didn't build, houses stocked with all kinds of goods that you didn't stock, cisterns that you didn't make, vineyards and olive trees that you didn't plant, and you eat and get stuffed, watch yourself. Don't forget the Lord, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Revere the Lord your God, serve him, and take your solemn pledges in his name. Don't follow other gods, those gods of the people around you, because the Lord your God, who is with you and among you, is a passionate God. The Lord your God's anger will burn against you, and he will wipe you off the fertile land. Don't test the Lord your God the way you frustrated him at Massah. You must carefully follow the Lord your God's commands along with the laws and regulations he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so that things will go well for you, and so you will enter and take possession of the wonderful land that the Lord swore to your ancestors, and so the Lord will drive out all your enemies from before you, just as he promised. In the future, your children will ask you, "What is the meaning of the laws, the regulations, and the case laws that the Lord our God commanded you?" Tell them, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our own eyes, the Lord performed great and awesome deeds of power against Egypt, Pharaoh, and his entire dynasty. But the Lord brought us out from there so that he could bring us in, giving us the land that he swore to our ancestors. Then the Lord commanded us to perform all these regulations, revering the Lord our God, so that things go well for us always, and so we continue to live as we're doing right now. What's more, we will be considered righteous if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God, just as he commanded us." Common English Bible. Christians often refer to the Bible as God's Word. By that reference, we mean that God has graciously revealed the divine nature to us through this book, the Holy Scriptures. The ancient Hebrews referred to the first five books of the Old Testament as the Law of the Lord, or the Torah. The Jewish people understood God as a great, high, and holy being who mercifully accommodated or communicated to us on our level by giving the law. Just as a parent coos and babbles and speaks in a very different way to a baby in a crib, so God speaks to us in a way we can understand about the care, concern, and love the Lord has for us. Just as an infant is unable to understand an adult conversation taking place, so God is a lofty being who is well above our comprehension. We have no ability to understand anything God says unless the Lord graciously and lovingly bends down to speak to us on our level. God's law, the Torah, was the curriculum for Israel's religious instruction. The law of the Lord is meant to be a behavior pattern, to be embodied in the lives of God's people through both teachers and parents who learn God's word and, in turn, pass it along to children and others, thereby providing guidance for how to live in God's world. God's law is an extension of God's grace, and we are to gratefully accept the grace of God expressed in God's word. We are to ingest it, eat it, reflect on it, and dwell with it. In order to know God and be the people God wants us to be. There are several other words that come from the root word for law, Torah, in the Hebrew language. A teacher is a mora, a parent is a hora. Parents and teachers are to be living guides in the way of God's word. The Hebrew word for teaching is yara. So in other words, the moras and the horas are to yara the Torah. Parents and teachers are to point and lead others into the ways of the Lord. The fifth book of the law, Deuteronomy, makes it clear how parents, mentors, teachers, and influencers are to pass on God's word. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9, it says, "Israel, listen, our God is the Lord, only the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, and with all your strength. These words that I am commanding you today must always be on your minds. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you are sitting around your house and when you are out and about, when you are lying down and when you are getting up. Tie them on your hand as a sign. They should be on your forehead as a symbol. Write them on your houses' door frames and on your city's gates." God's law, or God's word, is to be as familiar to us as our back door, and it's to be in front of us all the time. When children ask us anything about God's commands and regulations, we are to have a ready answer for them in a language and ways that they can understand. We do this by carefully and systematically engrafting Holy Scripture into our minds and hearts. As we get God's word into ourselves, we are to also get it into our children and others. It happens by continually talking about Scripture at home, around the dinner table, as well as when we are working or playing together. God's holy word is to be continually in front of us so that we do not forget it. We need to start each day and end each day with God's word. We can put the words of God on our refrigerator and on our car's dashboard. There is always an opportunity to refer to God's word and incessantly chatter about it with others. Someone may say, that's pretty radical. I don't need to do all that. Then I would say that you are missing out on living a blessed life, because people are blessed when they walk according to God's word and keep God's law in front of them and seek God through God's word with all their heart. Let's not be so busy, preoccupied, or worried that we end up pushing God's word to the margins of our lives as only a Sunday activity, or something for our discretionary time, which is something that doesn't actually exist. Let's take the time to carefully look at God's word and let God speak to us through it. Let's be intentional about connecting with the God who has so graciously given us a guide for grateful living. And let us lay solid plans to catechize people into the basics of faith and holy living in the church. Amen.